This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Today is Thursday, July 24th. The news sponsored by St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. A St. Louis City Police Commissioner has been placed in charge of human resources for the Sheriff's Department. Does it present a conflict of interest?
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe thinks so, saying in a statement to KMOX, Jenkins Gray did not hold this position during her appointment to the Board of Police Commissioners. Kehoe says she should resign from the Sheriff's Department and continue to serve on the police board, or else she will have to answer for what he calls a potential conflict of interest during the confirmation process in front of the Missouri Senate. In a statement announcing her position, Jenkins Gray said she wants to make sure the department's personnel practices are consistent and fair. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
$40 million annually. That's how much St. Louis Public Schools could save by eliminating more than half their school buildings. That's according to a report heard by the board this week. Board member Donna Jones expressed concerns the cuts could do more than just brick and mortar buildings.
I have to say your report was pretty depressing. Because that means a lot of people would lose their jobs.
The board is not taking any action on potential downsizing anytime soon, according to President Dr. Karen Collins Adams. Only hearing the report, it made no mention of which schools in particular would be on the chopping block. The latest front in Missouri's battle over abortion in the medicine cabinet. Attorney General Andrew Bailey filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood claiming harm to women who have taken the abortion pill mifepristone over the last 5 years. The suit claims the abortion provider hid potential dangers of the drug in violation of the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act. Bailey previously issued a cease and desist to Planned Parenthood Great Rivers to stop performing medication abortions. The organization responded then it wasn't providing that procedure and called Bailey's move intimidation. A victory for a North City Neighborhood Association fighting to get a deteriorating property out of the hands of Paul McKee's Northside Regeneration. The former ABC Auto Sales building on Page Avenue is owned once again by the city's land bank after 15 years of neglect. The Covenant Blue Grand Center Neighborhood Association called it a major and unprecedented victory for community-led preservation and neighborhood empowerment. They were helped by Legal Services of Eastern Missouri. Some vocal residents in St. Peter's who live in Dardian Lakes Estates hope a special use permit for a 100-foot cell tower in the middle of their subdivision doesn't get the go-ahead from the Board of Aldermen. They'll take up the measure at 6:30 tonight. Resident Paul Lukas says this 6 to 7 acre parcel of land where the church is located should not be where people are living.
Now, that is literally a half a block down my street. That's where that land is. And now the church, I understand, they don't have a problem with it being there because they are going to get a substantial amount of money from AT&T, you know, for leasing the land to them.
The city of St. Peter sent a statement to KMOX telling us the mayor does not cast a vote unless it's needed to break a tie. An update on the St. Peter's woman accused of arson in Puerto Rico. Danielle Bertothi pleaded guilty to federal charges this week. Prosecutors say back in January, she returned to a bar that had kicked her out and set the building on fire, forcing the evacuation of an attached hotel. She then left the territory 9 days before her vacation was slated to end. Sentencing scheduled for October 2nd, she faces a mandatory minimum of 5 years in prison. IDOT wants to know how Metro East highways can be improved, especially as the area becomes a freight corridor. The Southwest Connector Planning and Environmental Linkages Study focuses on changes to Illinois Routes 3, 154, and 13-127 between Waterloo and Murfreesboro. IDOT asking for input online through August 18th. The website is southwestconnector.com. More than 2 months after the May 16th tornado, Forest Park officials are taking inventory on the number of trees that went down and laying out preliminary plans to replace them.
This is Stuart McMillan in Forest Park. I'm standing next to one of the big boy trees that fell over during the tornado, completely uprooted, pulling up roots and dirt, and I would say it's as tall as a basketball goal that you might see on the new basketball courts, which, by the way, went by there and nothing was damaged during the storm there. But this is one of about 3,000 trees that went down during that tornado and had to be removed. 5,000 total were damaged. Park officials tell me workers have been racking up the hours after the tornado up until about July 4th. The Forestry Division staff, approximately 130 employees, worked 12-hour days, 6 days a week, to clean up and remove those trees and the debris from the May 16th tornado. Those workers back to regular schedule now, but the cleanup continues and the care for 100,000 plus trees throughout the park.
The Cardinals return to Busch Stadium tonight. The San Diego Padres in town. First pitch, 6:45 here on The Voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.